a series of calls to build up to the FA Cup fifth round, last 16. It is, I would argue, the most open FA Cup I've seen in years. One of the reasons why is the mortality of Manchester City, and that's not to say that Manchester City are going to get beat by all comers or indeed Plymouth Argyle, but more the idea that there's a lot of sides remaining in this competition who would look, certainly it's a home draw against Manchester City, and fancy their chances. And then you look at everyone else who remains in the draw, and not one of them is one of the acknowledged top sides in the country, but they're all very, very, very good teams, with the possible exception of Manchester United. So I've got Jack Collins, speaking of which, from a Fulham point of view, it's huge this weekend for Fulham. I think it's huge psychologically. I think it is also just an enormous opportunity. If you got City at home in the last eight, I'm sure at the Cottage, everyone will be thinking to themselves, straight after an international break, we could have this. So it's about as big as a fifth-round FA Cup tie could be, isn't it, for Fulham, this at Manchester United?
Yeah, 100%. I think this is a major opportunity. And I think that there is a sense with Fulham that, especially with United, that there's unfinished business given what happened a couple of years ago at Old Trafford in the FA Cup with the whole Mitrovic getting sent off, Willian getting sent off, Silva getting sent off, the penalties, the late drama. Anyway, everyone's got a bit of unfinished business at Old Trafford. The problem is, and it's something, you know, that I'm sure we've talked about before, but also that we've alluded to together at times, that Fulham are just completely and utterly unpredictable in sometimes the best and sometimes the worst way. If Manchester United were flying second in the Premier League, I'd fancy this. I'd go, yeah, amazing. 100% we'll have them. There's absolutely no doubt whatsoever. But they're not. And that's the problem, because Fulham really struggle against sides who are in the bottom of towards the bottom of the table. And ultimately, that's where United are right now. So this is it. It's all over the place. I'd love to sit here, like a normal person with a normal football club would sit here against this Manchester United about what the kind of chaos we witnessed last night against Ipswich, players getting sent off left, right, and centre, conceding goals left, right, and centre, and say, there is no reason we should not beat this Manchester United side. We are better than them.